Sexual violence is determined as any sexual act or attempt to obtain a sexual act by violence, acts to traffic a person, or acts directed against a person's sexuality, regardless of the relationship to the victim. Sexual violence is an issue that many women have been and are suffering from each year, and the number is growing. Though it is men too, women make up the majority. This is an issue that has affected the lives of so many women and is a problem that needs to be solved. It is important to speak up about our experiences, to inform people, and to be the voice of those who are afraid. It is times like these that women must stand together and bring awareness to this issue. I can only pray that women turn the unfortunate events that have dominated their lives for so many years and grow from them to become a better and stronger version of themselves. It is faith, marches, political events, group meetings, and many more that bring us together. It is up to these women to rise up and become a voice to change the world. How are you a victim of sexual violence?
Well, you're talking about when I was raped. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So, okay. How are you a victim of sexual violence?
I was raped when I was 17 years old. It was my very best friend's brother. He got me in the back seat of a car. I went out on a date with him in the back seat of a car, and he wouldn't let me up. He had his leg across mine, and he wouldn't let me up, and he forced himself on me. And I ended up getting pregnant. And so I didn't get to finish high school, and I was very upset. I really didn't want the baby, but I kept her. And it was something that happened a long time ago, but you never forget something like that. It's, you know, we have a daughter together, and she's, you know, I never get to see her very much, and she doesn't talk to me very much anymore, but it's part of my life, and I've just had to let it go. So that part of it's, is sad, you know, it hurts, but you have to just go on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you feel you have grown from this experience?
Well, I go to church. In our church, we have people that get up there, my brothers and sisters, and most of my sisters that get up and give what we call our testimony have all been raped. It's like, it's just like a thing that just happens and just, you know, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like not a big thing, but it is a big thing. It's a very, very big thing. And, you know, and so of course, it draws all the women closer together because we've all had our different experiences with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so it's, and it's sad that it still goes on today, you know, but I don't know what else to say about it. It's just something that never ends, it seems like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which kind of goes into my next question. How do you feel the attention brought to this issue today? How do you feel about it?
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is that women are stronger than they used to be when I was growing up. They don't put up with all the craziness of what goes on. Of course, when you go out on dates and you never know what they're putting in your drink and stuff these days, and there's all kinds of drugs out there that weren't prevalent when I was a young girl that I didn't know about anyway. And that kind of, that's a very bad thing. You know, that needs to be worked on somehow. I don't know what's ever going to happen, but I'm a big believer in faith and You know, you just have to be careful. You've always got to watch your surroundings, no matter where you're at. If you have a drink with you, just to me, if I was out there today dating, I would just be very aware of everything. You know, I mean,
yeah. You
can't carry a drink on the dance floor with you, but I don't know. You just have to be really, really cautious of what's going on around you, who you're with. You know, can you trust these people, you know, or are they, you know, not so good people, you know?
Yeah. So do you feel like your faith is a big part of, like, what's got you through this experience?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I was baptized as a very young girl, and I've always had faith, but I've just, it wasn't so much when I was a young girl. As I grew older and started going to this church that I'm going to now in Simi Valley, that I've really grown closer because I've had a lot of people to talk to. A lot of my sisters and brothers there encourage me when I'm down. We talk about it. We have get-togethers, and it's like a second family to me.
Oh, nice.
And yeah.
All right. Spreading awareness to different generations is important, since it is an issue that will sadly never be solved, but is an issue that we can protect others from. I feel strongly about this topic since I know how it affected someone very close to me and many other women. I recently discovered a quote that I thought would shed light onto this social justice issue. Quote, "You're not a victim for sharing your story. You're a survivor setting the world on fire with your truth. And you never know who needs your light, your warmth, and raging courage." End quote. Alex L. After learning how far back this issue really goes, it saddens me for the women who felt they were not strong enough. Today, women empowerment is an important subject and is shown through many advertisement campaigns in schools. An average 1 out of every 6 American women are raped or almost raped every year, especially ages 12 through 34. By spreading awareness, we share ways that women can prevent being in these issues. After hearing the story of my grandma, I have learned that it is important to share your story and share awareness for this subject.